You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's meant as a welcoming invitation, but not everyone wants to take a listen.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, before we dive into this one, we have to talk about this. You got some great news last week. It was announced that you are the new dean of the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts at the University of Michigan. That is so awesome.
Thank you. I'm so deeply honored and excited to step into this new role for the college. I've been on the faculty at the University of Michigan for 17 years. I'll be starting in this new role on September 1st. And I've been getting lovely, lovely notes from people. And my favorite ones are the people who say, yeah, congratulations on the dean thing, but what's happening to the radio show?
People around here have been asking me that too.
And I am delighted to say that we will be continuing the radio show.
Yay!
This show is way too much fun for us to stop now. We've been going for 7 years at this point, which is hard to believe.
My goodness,
and
yeah.
As you and I both know, we have a queue of questions that is...
It is a mile long. It goes on forever.
I think, as we said in a previous show, hundreds and hundreds of them. People can decide whether that's hyperbolic or not. But the show is such fun, and it also is near and dear to me as a linguist. This is a really important commitment for me, which is to take information about language and make it more available. And so I am just delighted that we will be continuing the show every Sunday morning.
The show must go on. And with that note, let's talk about take a listen.
Do you have feelings about this phrase, take a listen?
Not strong feelings. I mean, it's something that I say. I mean, especially I work at a radio station. We're always trying out audio on each other. Hey, can you take a listen? I'm not sure about this. You know, we say it a lot.
And that's where the complaints from people who don't like this come up often around radio, television. In the Washington Post in 2016, there was a piece by Valerie Strauss where she was complaining about this. If you listen to the news, pretty much any channel, it is likely that it won't take more than a few minutes for you to hear someone say, take a listen. And she didn't like that. And we've heard from some of our listeners, including a listener named Tony, who asked us about this and was wondering if it was new. The use of listen as a noun is actually not that new. Listen as a noun goes back to the 1700s, and you have expressions like to be on the listen.
Now, I don't say that one.
I don't either, but can you say, let me take a quick listen?
Yes, definitely.
Right, and that to me sounds very idiomatic. And you will now hear, Tony and others are absolutely right, that on the radio and elsewhere, people will say, take a listen. Now, I think it's interesting to think about, okay, what are the alternatives here? We could just say, listen.
That sounds like a command.
Right. And, I mean, they're both commands, but one is very abrupt if you only use the verb. If you say, take a listen, it may feel a little more polite. You could say, let's listen to this. That would be a more inclusive imperative in some ways. Or, please listen to the following excerpt. But I think take a listen is efficient, and it may sound less abrupt than just saying listen. One of the reasons we're probably noticing it is that while the noun listen has been around for a while, the phrase take a listen has been increasing fairly dramatically since the 1970s. And often when a phrase is on the rise, it's in fashion, suddenly we'll start noticing it. But of course, what often happens after we notice it is that we all start using it.
And suddenly it's everywhere. Well, Anne, thanks so much, and long live, that's what they say.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.